You're listening to SBS News.
The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor is calling for a larger strategy in efforts to bring perpetrators of war crimes in Ukraine to justice, as representatives from dozens of countries pledged to cooperate to end impunity. Since Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered the invasion of Ukraine on the 24th of February, his military forces have been accused of abuses. These range from killings in the Kiev suburb of Bucha to deadly attacks on civilian facilities, including the March 16th bombing of a theater in Mariupol that an Associated Press investigation estimated had likely killed close to 600 people. At the Ukraine Accountability Conference in The Hague, ICC prosecutor Karim Khan says too much has been promised for too long without action being taken.
Words are cheap. Too much has been promised for too long. And I think today, from many vantage points, represents a realization that we as lawyers and investigators need to take the law off the page and put it into action. Politicians and diplomats and others realize that promises cannot evaporate on the lips the moment that they are uttered. And the realization that to do that requires hard work, it requires stamina. And our business is evidence, not politics.
Mr. Khan says the ministerial meeting addressed a need for coordination, coherence, and an overarching strategy as different nations and courts work to investigate and prosecute crimes. As the meeting got underway in The Hague, Russian missiles struck the Ukrainian city of Vinnytsia in what Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky calls an open act of terrorism on the country's civilian population.
This day has once again proven that Russia must be officially recognized as a terrorist state. No other state in the world poses such a terrorist threat as Russia. No other state in the world allows itself to daily destroy peaceful cities and ordinary human life with cruise missiles and rocket artillery. As a result of just one missile strike at our city of Vinnytsia, 23 people were killed, three children under the age of 10. And, unfortunately, it is not yet the final number. Debris clearance continues. Dozens of people are reported missing. There are seriously injured people among those hospitalized.
Ukraine's Prosecutor General Irina Venediktova has shown reporters at The Hague a photograph that appears to show a child's body.
Today, 20 people killed by Russian missiles, including three children, 52 injured by Russian missile, including children. And this information we have every day from morning till night to morning. We see more and more facts of war crimes. It's more now than 23,000 of such cases, only about war crimes. When Ukrainians are killed, tortured, raped, and so on and so on. That's why these meetings, this huge honorable conference, was very important to take this war in focus.
EU Commissioner for Justice Didier Reynders says one way to make countries accountable is through asset seizures.
So first of all, for the moment, we have organized a way to freeze money. So it's an administrative process by the treasuries in all the member states. And this is why I said it's for a total amount of 13.8 billion euros. But that's the way to freeze. So the property is still in the hands of the oligarchs and the entities. It's just an administrative process. But it's also possible to go further and to organize with a judicial process a way to seize the same kind of assets if there is a link with a criminal offense.
Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Netherlands, Wopke Hoekstra, described the horrors many Ukrainians have been forced to endure, saying this should fuel the perseverance of the international community to act.
Maybe the most important thing of a day like today, with all the stories and also the personal accounts and hearing what is happening in terms of completely innocent civilians who are being butchered with their hands tied behind their back, women and men being raped, and sometimes family members being forced to look at that, a torture, and that at a massive scale. Discussing that, and you know, intellectually everyone understands how awful that is, but hearing that and making that sink in and feeling that, I think that fuels the perseverance of the international community, and so it should.
Mr. Hoekstra suggests a special tribunal to try war crimes committed in Ukraine to prevent them from going unpunished.
We have to fill the vacuum, and the ICC here doesn't have the jurisdiction. So I can imagine that you know, we do look into coming up with such a tribunal. As the Netherlands, we will take an open look into this. It will probably not be easy. There is merit in doing that with as many friends as possible from the international community, but we will seek to support Ukraine where we can.
Mr. Kahn says the deal reached in the Dutch city is a promise, but a united approach is needed.
There will be a declaration in due course that 45 states have signed up to, which is a promise to show the stamina moving forward. But if we are to resist the failings of the past, to have this stampede that is sometimes seen of different actors running to crime scenes, we need to be coordinated, we need to have dialogue, we need to have communication, and the dialogue group that is going to be established in due course is an important means.
Russia has repeatedly denied involvement in war crimes and deliberately targeting civilians since it invaded Ukraine in February. Accusations of war crimes have also been leveled against Ukrainian forces. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.